Please listen to the teachings by generating the proper motivation in accordance with the tradition of the lineage lamas by thinking that for the benefit of all mother sentient beings who pervade the infinitude of space, I must attain the unsurpassable, pure, completed state of enlightenment, which is perfected in all the qualities and free of every failing and mistake. And in order to attain this state, that I'm going to listen to the most profound, pure Mahayana teachings. So in this world we have many spiritual paths, and although all of these spiritual paths are various in their ways in which they are labeled or in which they bring forth the explanations of their spiritual practices and so forth, but in the bottom line, objective of all of these spiritual paths, then we can say is the goal is to establish sentient beings' peace and happiness, you know, to remove the problems and the sufferings from the life of sentient beings. So that basic goal is common to all spiritual paths, to attain inner peace and happiness and to eliminate suffering. But what is the difference is that in some systems then you have very elaborate explanations. In some systems then it is very brief. One doesn't find many points of view in it. And so accordingly then if we look at present-day generation, when people are far more intelligent, far more learned, then much more explanation is required of the spiritual paths in order to convince or inspire individuals on the spiritual path in accordance with their mind level, in accordance with their interest.
Or mama ma jiwa la ju kongwa ba tamo de o ju da nya di ji de no sna da ta ba chang mi de no di ji de ma ri ye den da wo ju tu ni kongwa yo to la o ju da nya di ji de no di ta ji chen bo ji de ni tin do ni ma de ni ni tin tho wa de la o ju ta ba chen bo chu chu ji ther de yo ju
So, from Buddhist perspective, one can say, you know, the teachings of the Buddha most prevalent, most common is the Hinayana teachings of the collection of the teachings of the Buddha, which is the basis of the spiritual path and was well spread in the time of Buddha and well cultivated. And then, with regards to the method as taught in accordance with the Mahayana teachings of Buddha, then those teachings were encountered by a fortunate few, you know. Fortunate few in the sense that who had the great fortune to encounter these teachings. So one can say, compared to the Hinayana collection of the teachings, then the exposure of the teachings, Mahayana collection of the teachings, was exposed to a limited number of people. Then, in comparison to the general Mahayana teachings, then one can say that the secret Mantrayana teachings then were specifically targeted for disciples who were suitable receptacles, you know, suitable vessels for these teachings. The reason behind this is that, you know, in order to avert wrong understanding, misconstrued understanding of the secret mantra and the teachings. So it was only given to disciples who were suitable recipients of these teachings. So just like how we have this kind of system in the Buddhist teachings, then other religious systems too have these kind of various levels of the teachings, in the sense that teachings that are common to all, then limited to, are limited to a few, and then most secret teachings like that. So in most religious traditions, then you have these varying levels of the teachings. So just like in our secular education, you know, then you have varying levels of education, education that takes care of the primary stage of one's education, and within that you have many different levels. Then you have middle school education. Within that, you have many different levels, and then high school level educations, and within that also you have many levels established according to the student's level of the mind and capacity. So in the spiritual path too, it is the same. You have many graded courses of the path, corresponding to sentient beings' mind level and capacity.
Would you yidi jinan ne dambu ya jin nyua yu je samba nam jur je jwa nam jur la mi ji je nam jur la mi la ba ji ma ji ni zi chi wa ji da li ru na ji kan da da chang ten ya ma da ba li ru ma da ba wa ji lam gom zre ya che de ja ba de chi long wa da tan ba yin du lam gom zre ya ha ji je je de chi yin ba la je de da ba jin bu chi yin ba da ba ti na ne song ga chi zre yin ba da ba ti na ne ya ji ba
So, when we take a look at the secret Mantrayana teachings of the Buddha, then you have the four levels of Tantra, you know, the Kriya Tantra or the Action Tantra, the Chara Tantra, which is the Performance Tantra, the Yoga Tantra, and the highest unsurpassable Yoga Tantra. And within that, you have the classification of what are categorized as Father Tantras and Mother Tantras. So within these categories, then you have differences of the of many different deities with different colors, different number of faces and arms, and the variety of implements and so forth. And you have slightly various ways of undertaking the meditational practices on them. So like that, although all of these teachings are founded on the same basis or the foundation of being the Mahayana teachings, then within that Mahayana teaching, then within those four levels of Tantra, then you find slight variations in the practices. So this is a general explanation of the Hinayana, the individual vehicle or the Hinayana vehicle, then the universal vehicle of the Mahayana, and the Mantrayana vehicle. So within the Mantrayana vehicle, in continuance with the teachings on the text by the Mongolian master, you know, Paldin Churges, explanation of Mantrayana's explanation of the paths and grounds of the secret Mantrayana in accordance with these instructions, then these teachings are formatted to explain the empowerments, the pledges and the vows and the category of the how to progress on the path, the meditational practices as to how one may progress on the path, and then the fourth is basically how to actualize the a result of the enlightened state. So these are the four main topics on the basis of which the explanation on the grounds and paths, tantric paths and grounds, has been formatted For example, after taking the initiation, then you have the pledges and the vows that come, and then for the path, you can say the path incorporating the practices of the yogas with sign, without sign, and then as a result of the practices of these yogas, then you actualize the Vajradharas enlightenment, the unified state of the divine holy body and the holy mind, the Vajradhara state of enlightenment. So that is the same for the action tantra, performance tantra, and the yoga tantra. As for the highest unsurpassable yoga tantra, then besides the empowerments, pledges and vows, then and the path that which is meditated upon is the path of the two stages, and then the fourth point deals with how to actualize the result of the enlightenment. Actualize the result enlightenment. So far, all of the explanations covered up to, according to the Tibetan text, page 41, then deals in general with the stages of the grounds and paths in relation to Guhya Samaja, Chakra Samvara, He Vajra, and the Yamantaka. Because most of the, except for slight differences, most of them are the path of method for accomplishing these meditational practices are pretty much the same. In general, they are the same. But within the highest yoga tantra, highest unsurpassable yoga tantra, then the color chakra is slightly different. It's more distinctive, and for this reason, then you have a section dedicated solely to the color chakra system. If you look at your text, then it's on page, I think, 56, the color chakra system, and I'm going to read from Jeffrey Hopkins' translation. So it's pretty similar, so that way it'll complement the true translation. With regards to the method of progressing on the path in the color chakra system, there are four sections to it. One is becoming a suitable vessel, and then the second is keeping pure or purifying the pledges and the vows, and the third is the method as to how to cultivate cultivate oneself on the path, and the fourth point being the mode of actualizing the result referring to Vajradhara state of enlightenment. So how to become a suitable vessel is through the empowerment, and then through having received the empowerment, then how one should start off on one's practice is through guarding, keeping pure all of the pledges and the vows that one takes on during that empowerment. And the path that one, with regards to how to cultivate the path here is generally the path of the two-stage yoga practice, the generation stage yoga and the completion stage yoga. And the fruit here is the fruit to be actualized, is the result to be actualized is Vajradhara's enlightenment. So, in accordance with the quotation from Khuntan Tenpo Drenme, then within that he states saying that, you know, all of this information on the path as to how to, you know, progress on the path of the stages and path on the path of the secret mantra path is on the basis of these four points. The empowerment, the keeping pure, the pledges and the vows that one takes, and then meditating on the path and actualizing the results. So these four points are applicable to all of the tantric yoga practices, whether it is in the case of the action tantra or performance tantra or yoga tantra or highest unspousable yoga tantra, or in the case of the uncommon, you know, Kali Chakra tantra. In all of these tantras, then it is by means of these four points that one should progress on the path. You know, outside of these four sections, then there is no other method as to how to progress in the path of those tantras. So the way these four points have been set forth has been completely in accordance with Lama Tsongkhapa's great exposition on the stages of the mantric stages of the path of the mantra. So how to become a suitable vessel for the path is by having trained the mind in mental continuum well through the common paths. Then the disciple enters a colored sand mandala, enters a colored particles mandala of color chakra and attains the bestowal of the seven initiations in the manner of taking care of a child. The four high initiations, the four greatly high initiations, and the great Lord Vajra Master initiation. So with regards to this, then usually when these initiations are explained, there is a general general explanation which is common to all, and then a particular explanation given in relevance to that particular tantra. So the explanations that are given from the great Indian master Abhyakara's Vajramala text, then in the context of those explanations, then it is an explanation of the rites of initiation, which is basically common to all of the common to all of the initiations of the deities, such as the Vaz initiation, such as the secret initiation, such as the wisdom initiation, and the sacred word initiation. So this format is general or common to all of the initiations. Then you have a special or particular explanation here in relation to the Kalachakra Tantra. So in accordance with the Kalachakra Tantra, then the requirement being that one has to be initiated into a sand mandala, that that it is insufficient that one is enters into a drawn mandala, but the specific instruction here is that particular instruction here is entering into the sand mandala and then receiving this particular set of the seven initiations known by their characteristic names. So these seven initiations in the manner of of the engagements of the manner of the in the pattern of the childhood in the manner of the for example like when a child is born, then at the time when the child is born, then the child is bathed or washed. So accordingly, then you have the water initiation. Then you have then as the child grows up, then you pierce the ears, put on ornaments, and tie up the hair, so forth, like that. Then you have the ribbon initiation. Then you have the crown initiation. So like this, you have a series of seven initiations in the pattern of childhood. And so this collection of these seven initiations are known as the Vaz initiation. So when they talk about the four high initiations, basically is the four initiations of the Vaz, secret, wisdom, and the sacred word of the high initiation, and the four greatly high initiations are also categorized as the Vaz, secret, wisdom and the sacred word initiation, and then the great Lord Vajra Master initiation. Through the rites of this initiation, then one becomes a suitable vessel to engage in the meditational practice of the two stages, the generation stage and the completion stage yoga. So it says that Naropa's commentary on the brief explication of the rites of initiation says that the mandalas into which the disciples enter are only the sand mandalas, and the mandalas that are on painted cloth and so forth are not suitable. So this is stated as such within the root and the condensed tantra. Then next, the statement that Kulika Manjushri bestowed initiation in a three-dimensional mandala upon the Brahmanic sages such as Suryaratha is in reference to an exception. So when Guru Shakyamuni first taught the Kalachakra Tantra, then he arose as the glorious Kalachakra, and then taught the root tantra, and then then you had the Manjushri Kirti, you had seven including Manjushri Kirti, then you would say seven are Dharma kings. Seven, that each reigning Dharma kings of Shambhala, each reigning for a period of 100 years each, and then what they studied and taught were mostly the root tantra that Shakyamuni Buddha himself taught in the aspect of Kalachakra. Then during the time of the 25 Kulika kings, then there came a time when a Brahmin who was by this name of Suryaratha, who was more inclined towards non-Buddhist philosophy, then made a special request for the Kalachakra tantra to be condensed, because the root tantra as it was way too elaborate for them, and so they so upon their special request, then this condensed presentation of it, being initiated into a three-dimensional mandala is regarded as a special exception to the case of requiring to be initiated solely into the sand mandala. So this Brahman Suryaratha being initiated into a three-dimensional mandala was regarded under special circumstances, because they found the root tantra to be way too elaborate and wanted a more condensed version. So in the four tantras, in the four levels of the tantra, then one can be initiated into a sand mandala, a drawn mandala, a three-dimensional mandala, or a concentration mandala. In the case of the sand mandala, being initiated into a sand mandala, then that is mostly from the point of view of the opportunity to accumulate extensive merit and to perform the rites of an initiation into the sand mandala. Then requires a lot of material wealth to conduct these things. Then and so this is considered as an opportunity mostly from the perspective of of a way to accumulate merit. Then being initiated into the drawn mandala, then that is a little bit more easier than the undertaking of initiation into a sand mandala. Then you have the third version, in the case of, for example, ascetic practitioners who do not have much material things, and so in the case of which an initiating lama is able to meditate on the mandala, and the initiate disciples are also able to participate in the full and complete meditation on the mandala. In such as these cases, then the rights of the empowerment can be bestowed through this concentration mandala, mentally generated mandala, and where the initiating master and the recipient disciple of that initiation are able to completely participate in all of these meditational procedures. So this is applicable usually in all the four tantras, but in the case of the Kalachakra tantra, then the root tantras and the commentaries don't specifically say that this is all right to do. So because of that, because there isn't a direct in the tantras or in the commentaries, so then it says that it must be analyzed whether or not it is suitable to bestow initiation in a concentration mandala when a renunciate trainee is fully qualified. And this refers specifically to the Kali Chakra Tantra, whether one can do this. It is one can do this in the case of other tantras, but because in the case of Kali Chakra Tantra, because the tantras and the commentaries do not directly say that it is okay, so it's saying that one should check it out whether it is possible to conduct such a rite of initiation in the case of the Kali Chakra.
So then
you have the seven initiations for this in the pattern of childhood for this to be empowered to undertake the generation stage yoga practices. The seven initiations in the manner of taking care of a child are qualitatively similar to a mother's bathing a child when it is born, then piercing and fastening ornaments to the child's ears, fixing the hair on top of its head, and laughing and so forth. So in accordance with these rites of the child, then you have the corresponding to it the seven initiations. So the seven initiations begin with first generating the vajra body, then you have vajra speech, vajra mind, like that. And then the initiations that are given by the five tathagatas, the five wisdom councils, the male and female bodhisattvas, and so forth, like that. And the rites of the where you have Kali Chakra with four faces, so the front face. The four faces. The front face is the eastern face, and then you have the right face, which is the southern face, and then you go to the northern face, and then you have the western face at the back. In most tantras, usually it is a complete clockwise, but in Kali Chakra, it's half clockwise and half anti-clockwise. The clockwise symbolizes a method, and the then going anti-clockwise symbolizes wisdom, like that. So even when you do the Kala Chakra mantra, if from east it goes to south, then from south it goes to north, then from north it goes to west. Usually you go east, south, west and north. It's the standard mandala, you know. But in Kala Chakra it goes half clockwise and half anticlockwise. So when the first water initiation begins, then it begins at the northern, you know, or the northern face of Kala Chakra, which is the left face of Kala Chakra, and then you know the initiate disciples are generated into the Vajra body.
我觉得今天应该应对的，大家就当你喜欢哪样个想，小时候就用个小的小干部应对。我觉得的我呢，我觉得当不起用的，就小买一起用个吧的。像小几买几呢，提前小白小白，你这边就用你不的，像小贵一些呢，用个小的你，就像就像你喜欢的。但今天一咋的，后来这个我有啊应对。 头上个送个钱的买不赢个一万的，一千的；头上送个钱买不了，我得小白羊头嘛，他今个买的，个都是几千元的，头嘛上都是几百的了。我就给他，你们这，你们几万的，几个光了，作为个留那，你们几个个一万的，那时候应该个留那，你们几个呢？刚刚当兵，你们几万了，八千几了钱呢？我得的，那头上就红，弄完当，然后作为杨明，可能你给都是几当职员。
So from the northern white face, you know, the disciples are generated into Vajra body, and you receive the first two initiations, which is the water and the crown initiation, and they are bestowed by the, you know, the five Tathagatas, and the as well as the five concert, you know, the four wisdom mothers of the mandala. So then on the right side, you know, the southern part, the face of Kala Chakra is red in color. So disciples are generated into the Vajra speech, and then you have the eight Shaktis, and then as well as the principal father and mother, you know, bestowing the next two initiations, the eight Shaktis and the principal father and mother, then they correspond with the ten perfections, and they bestow the ribbon initiation from which Tarjang Da Kharirin. And the principal father and mother bestow the Vajra and Bell initiation.
And
then from the east, which is the direct front face, which is black in color, then again two sets of initiations are bestowed. So just as from the, you know, from the left face of our Kala Chakra, then as arising as the Vajra disciples as the Vajra body, you have two initiations. From the right face, the red face, you have two initiations, and likewise from the front eastern black face, then you have two initiations. Here, the you know, the disciples arise as the, you know, Vajra mind, and then the sixth male and female bodhisattvas bestow the conduct initiation, and then the ten wrathful male and female ones then bestow the name initiation.
And the
backside, the western yellow face, is regarded as the, you know, the yellow wisdom face. And so here, the disciples are generated as wisdom vajras, and then, you know, the initiation is bestowed. So in this way, you know, the seven initiations are bestowed.
So just
to read the part, it says the four mothers within the achieved mandala bestow the water initiation, and the five ones gandhas, mean tathagatas, bestow the crown initiation upon students who directed toward the northern face of Kala Chakra are generated as the deity called Vajra, body Vajra, and the ten Shaktis bestow the ribbon initiation, and the main father and mother bestow the Vajra and bell initiation upon students who directed toward the southern red speech face are generated as the deity called the speech Vajra. The male and female bodhisattvas bestow the conduct initiation, and the fierce or the wrathful male and the wrathful female deities bestow the name initiation upon students who directed toward the eastern black mind face are generated as the deity called Mind Vajra. The male and female bodhisattvas bestow their permission initiation upon students who directed toward the western yellow wisdom face are generated as the deity called Wisdom Vajra. So, concluding all of these seven initiations, then you have appendage initiations that are main. There are two types of appendages, secondary appendages and the main appendages. From among these, the first is giving of the mirror, the eye medicine, and so forth, and the second is a master initiation, giving the three pledges of the Vajra bell and the seal in accordance with Yoga Tantra. Then it makes a specification saying that in accordance with the great exposition of the stages of secret mantra, within that it is stated that this is a master initiation for Yoga Tantra, and below, meaning, you know, Kriya Tantra performs that, but it is not a master initiation for a teacher of the highest Yoga Tantra.
So
also the Vajra Master initiation, which is stated within the context of the seven initiations, then that is not to be considered as the actual real Vajra Master initiation as a like in the case of the highest yoga tantra. You know, it can be considered as Vajra Master initiation for the three lower tantras. You know, yoga tantra, performance tantra, and the action tantra. But in accordance with Lama Tsongkhapa's great exposition of the stages of secret mantra, within that it says that this Vajra Master initiation does not qualify for the highest yoga tantra.
So, in
the case of the other tantras, then these initiations are usually categorized as vase initiation. But in the case of the Kala Chakra Tantra, both in the root tantra and the condensed tantra, then they do not call it the vase initiation like in the cases of the other tantras, but they just say that because all seven are called water initiations, since they followed they're called water initiations because they follow a prior water initiation. Something the verbal convention vase initiation is not used for the seven, the water initiation and so forth. All seven are called water initiations since they follow water. This is how it is explained in the culture root and the condensed condensed tantra.
So in the
case of the initiations for the DC, in the case of the vase initiation and higher than the high, the greatly high vase initiations, these initiations which empower us to engage in the practice of the completion stage yoga practices. So the high vase initiation and the higher than the high vase initiation are constituted by the blisses arisen from touching the vase holding white. The vase holding white here as refers to the breast of the embracing one seal, one concert, and nine concerts respectively. This is a master initiation. Although it is similar to master initiations of the general highest yoga tantra, that is like Gosamaja, Chakras, or other tantras, but there is a difference with regard to the seal. The difference regard to seal usually the number of a concert. difference here mainly refers to the number of concert, and so they are called attainment in the mandala of the wisdom mother's body.
So with
regards to the high and the greatly high secret initiations, they are constituted by the blisses generated through tasting the secret substances arisen from the gurus, absorption with one and nine wisdom mothers respectively, and the bliss generated through seeing the vulvas of one and nine wisdom mothers respectively. They are called those attained in a vulva mandala.
And again,
with regards to the high and the greatly high, wisdom initiations, transcendental wisdom initiations, these, whether it is the high initiation or the greatly high, they are of the same, these initiations are of the same rig or same lineage. So therefore, these initiations are constituted by, again, the blisses that arise from the melting of the essential elements or constituents when the student is disciple is absorbed with one and nine wisdom mothers respectively, and they are called those attained in a mandala of conventional mind of enlightenment. And then it says that a certain scholar's explanation in accordance with the general highest yoga tantra, in which the mandalas in which the wisdom initiation and the secret initiation are attained are reversed, is not factual in the context of Kala Chakra.
So with regards to these
initiations in the category of the high initiations or the greatly high, higher than the high, greatly high initiations, then apart from the differences of the number of wisdom mothers, whether it's being one wisdom mother or nine, or the way in which the four blisses are identified, you know, apart from these slight variations, then the initiations within the high initiation or the greatly high initiation is pretty much the same, apart from, you know, the number of wisdom mothers and the way in which the blisses are identified. So it says that the greatly high vows, initiations, and so forth are similar in other respects, with the exceptions that there is a difference of 109 wisdom mothers and a slight difference with regard to the system for identifying which from among the four joys they are, or the four blisses they are.
Tini dinga on gomi da tini ji on jiwa ne mandra di zedi gomi on jiwa tuwa da gomi on goma zena gongjin gong jiwa tuwa ni gan da mi sin da song a yin du tini ji on jiwa ne mandra di gomi on jiwa ne no wei song sin ji ge ni wa shir ma ma zo wa na ji ji ge wa di kun du ji on jiwa yin sin da ho ji da gomi on jiwa tuwa di on jiwa ngun ni wa ma yin kun du ji on jiwa yin si wadan da ngo jen nam ji zi ཁྱི དེ སང
And then with regards to the fourth initiation of these two, meaning the high initiation and the fourth initiation of the greatly high, higher than the high, you know, greatly high initiation, vows initiation, that is of the high and the greatly high, sets of four, these two categories are slightly different. The high fourth initiation is the innate joy of the mind of enlightenment, mind of enlightenment, the bodhicitta, staying at the tip of the staying at the jewel and not flowing outside. And the conventional initiation, according to Lama Tsongkhapa's great exposition of the secret mantra. Then within that, it is stated that this is explained as the third initiation in the mandala rites of other systems, meaning systems of the highest yoga tantra. But although one has attained the initiation, since one has not attained the fourth initiation, this does not authorize one to listen to the tantras completely. However, when one attains this fourth initiation in the cycle of the Kala Chakra, then it is suitable to listen, one is qualified to listen to the tantras completely. If one has not attained the four higher than the high, greatly high initiations, it is explained that one is not suitable as a complete teacher of the tantra. So this is how it is explained in, depending on this difference between the third and the fourth initiation, where one is placed with regards to this difference, then Lama Tsongkhapa clearly defines or states by receiving whatever levels of the initiation, then qualifies you for what type of undertaking, and then the composer of the text, Ngawam Palden, supports Lama Tsongkhapa's explanations with regards to these points as to what levels of the initiation empowers you for what activity.
Tumba nyala ro chuta jibban chata manjirwa diwa chenpu thuna ngu yirmi 我也没把对局的早班呢光明光明以外以外的也是那的我觉得你就得到你就能早班你就留几个真的上个月里我觉得最近过了一年就把那就留个门上你老杨个月嘛里我就我问的当今年就那就留到门这吧我觉得当时杨文杰就最近过了杨文杰个工地点个当年工业的我觉得那当当时就各自就在那个上你当时就在杨文杰个当上班你那入去的媳妇 您晓得蛮久了，对吧？全部听了我也没得对，就等早八点，我光明光明行业的那五张，对了，你等你等年对吧？当当单边行业呢，他几个光明那我们光明行业的工作不行业，就从我们那边的嘛，从工作不的也是呢，他顶那个意外现象呢。
So then the next passage, this simultaneous composite and the indifferentiable entity of the body of the father and mother deities, meaning Kali Chakra, father and mother, their empty form adorned with the major marks and signs, and the mind of supreme, immutable great bliss, which is absorbed in emptiness, meaning, you know, reflecting reflecting on the emptiness of the of their holy body, absorbed in emptiness as one taste is the fourth greatly high initiation, higher than the high initiation. That is also called the supramundane and ultimate fourth initiation. So the previous initiation of the high initiation, that was the conventional fourth initiation where you have the high fourth initiation is the innate joy of the mind of enlightenment staying at the jewel and not flowing outside, and this is the conventional fourth initiation of the conventional fourth initiation. So now here, when you are meditating on the empty form body of the deity, empty form body of the Kali Chakra father and mother, and meditating on the emptiness of this holy body, then this is the fourth greatly high initiation. The fourth greatly high initiation. So, with regards to the other tantras of Guha Samaja, Chakra Samaja, then you have the practice instead of the you have the general use of the terminology of the illusory body. So here, here in the Kali Chakra, then instead of utilizing the term illusory body, then they refer to this practice as the empty form body and meditating on the emptiness of this empty form body of the deity, father and mother, is the fourth greatly high initiation. And then it's the system of conferring the fourth initiation, making one a suitable vessel by way of by way of the words similar to that in the general procedure of the highest yoga tantra. And then you have the last initiation, which is the initiation of the great Lord Vajra Master, condensed from the rite of the seven initiations is conferred. And it is as it is in the mandala rite. So, this rite of the last Vajra Master initiation is in accordance with the mandala ritual of the of Kala Chakra system. That is what it's saying. So in short, we can say that the empowerment of the Kala Chakra, being empowered into the sound mandala of the Kala Chakra, is a series of altogether 16 initiations. You have the first seven initiations in the pattern of one's childhood. Then you have on top of that you add the first four high initiations, which is in the high initiations of the vows, secret, wisdom, and the sacred word. And then you have another series of four initiations which are regarded as the greatly high, meaning higher than the high. Four initiations, again, titled as vows, secret, wisdom, and the sacred word initiation. And that makes it 15. Then the last one is the great Lord Vajra Master initiation. And altogether you have 16 initiations that complete the empowerment, the culture of empowerment into the San Mandala. So we can also say that if we were to condense these 16 initiations, then they are condensed into the four initiations, the vows, secret, wisdom, and the sacred word. So we'll stop here for today. So Rinpoche says, if you have questions about any of these points or other things, then you can ask now. Go ahead.
In the text, Rinpoche has mentioned that this is not the actual, in any of the highest yoga tantras, the so-called Vajra Master empowerment is not the actual Vajra Master empowerment for highest yoga tantra. What is the actual Vajra Master empowerment other than Kala Chakra? Here there was the very last one, the great Lord Vajra Master. That seems like the Vajra Master. But here it said for any of the highest yoga tantra, what we usually call the Vajra Master is not the Vajra Master initiation. What is that?
Rumchi says, like, here in the series of the seven initiations, where you have the Vajra Master initiation coming in the collection of the appendage initiation, you have appendage which is the secondary and the main appendage. And so where the Vajra Master initiation consists of giving you the three pledges of the Vajra bell and the seal. So here it is being said that such a Vajra Master initiation bestowed in this kind of secondary manner is just labeled Vajra Master initiation, but it's not a Vajra Master initiation qualified in all the characteristics. And so therefore, this would be a Vajra Master initiation in accordance with Yoga Tantra, you know, the third Tantra. And so to qualify as an actual Vajra Master initiation with all the characteristics of a Vajra Master initiation, for that it has to come as a main initiation within the highest Yoga Tantra initiations, Mahanuttara Yoga Tantra initiations.
So this point
of clarification came in accordance with some of the Sakya traditions. Then they have refuted Lama Tsongkhapa assertion that this Vajra Master initiation that comes following as a secondary initiation to the series of the seven initiation, saying that this is not an actual Vajra Master initiation. To this, then Lama Tsongkhapa replies saying that it is just an imputed, labeled Vajra Master initiation. But if we were to follow the commentary of the Tantras, then it does not accord with the commentary of the Tantras for it to qualify as an actual Vajra Master initiation. And so Lama Tsongkhapa states, saying that it's just a labeled Vajra Master initiation, but not an actual Vajra Master initiation, and that for an initiation to qualify as the Vajra Master initiation, then it has to follow the context of the Mahanuttara Yoga Tantra initiations.
Which books are you drawing about? Pictures and pictures, drawing, painting, fabric, not fabric, paper, charcoal, all that.
To zungi kinko che an the ready kinko ra ready kinko ta di kusto ve ta thanga gi ready gi ta su re par ge bti je sko re sa
re da thanga thanga ji che don ji kaz gi ti ja ga tin da yin gi wa ri di gi jang gur se di ri ge ten la jang gur di ti ge jang gur ti ko ni hong kya di so yang gi wa
chi da ti par ge sha ka ba par tin so di
ri da par ja sang da ti khon da wo ta ka le wa
A drawn mandala is like, you know, just like how you use the cloth of the tanka on which you do the drawing of the mandala, and then whatever pictures you take of that drawn mandala also are all drawn mandalas.
In the ancient days,
when you do a drawn mandala, you know, it's a lot of work, you know, you're doing the grid and creating the entire mandala. But nowadays, you have such advanced technology. You just take a picture of an old one. You have that. And so you have to categorize it as a drawn mandala.
I was wondering if you could explain who are Shambhala things and who are the things, and if they're the same or what's the difference.
Shambhala, Gyavada, Rigden, Gyavusa, and so Kava Kare Yoresmo. Kare Kunzuji Kunans Gangas, Chipole, Logare, Kanteras.
Rida, Shambhali, Jabu, and Bachibari. Rida, Rigden, Zadinaji. Mama with Chuja Dabazamboni, Chuja Dambodi, Jango Kala, Chuji Jabosea Mata, Rudeng Menta Yamarua, Rudeng Jabatabani is on the Rudeng Seadi, what you da, Dandago, Saji, Dugo, Seji, Dujitima, Nimi Shanta, Seji, Yashuari, Tin Ajan is on a Nimi Shanta, so Jiga Mazuda, Handi Chuluko.
Rumchi said, whether it is Shambhala kings, Dharma kings, or Kulika kings, they're all Shambhala kings. If you take the first Shambhala king who came before Shakyamuni Buddha to take the teachings. The first Shambhala king was Chandrabhadra, and then following him, there were six other kings who were, you know, who all reigned for a period of 100 years. And then the seventh one is the first of the 25 Kulika kings, and they are known as the Kulika kings. The first of the Kulika king is Manjushri Kirti, who composed the condensed tantra upon the request of this Brahman Suryaratha, you know, who at that time, was a Hindu practitioner, but in order to initiate him like this, then the condensed tantra was written. Shambhala gives the Chugis Roger Vesa.
Really, Chigi Yab. That Chigi Yabosina. So good Yabo injured the Chigi Yabo in Vivari. Tilo Jerry Jerry Rena, Marti, that you did call the Gendravan and Chiba Chunia the Zomer now, then I don't be very one.
Rumchi says, you know, they are like secular kings, also Dharma kings, because one of the things that, besides ruling their kingdom of Shambhala, what they also propagate is the spread and increase of the Kalachakra Tantra.
The idea of a root guru, a particularly tantric idea, isn't the root guru someone who is to show you the clear light
nature,
something like that? Rumbuchi says, you can have root guru from a sutra perspective, you can have root guru from tantric or mantric perspective. But as to who we identify as a root guru is generally someone who is able to benefit you mentally, help you out mentally in a positive way, in that positive mental transformation, whoever is the most effective or beneficial, that main individual is the root guru. Is in general what we would identify as the root guru, someone who has the greatest, best effect on your mind. For if you take, for example, Lama Atisha, he had many, many teachers in his lifetime. And amongst all his teachers, whom he regarded as his root guru or had the highest regard for, was Lama Selimpa. Mostly because it was through the instructions of Lama Selimpa that Lama Atisha credited Lama Selimpa's instruction as being the most effective to bring forth bodhicitta within his mind. And so from that point of view, even though from a philosophical point of view, Selimpa followed a Chittamatran school, and Lama Atisha himself followed a Madhyamikan philosophical school, but as a guru, then he always regarded Selimpa as the greatest guru in his life, mostly because of the instructions on bodhicitta that credited Lama Selimpa as being instrumental in generating bodhicitta within his mind. Go ahead.
What is the result of achieving Vajradhara enlightenment?
What is the
result?
Doji Changi Gopan Tomni Devu Kariyores.
Usually
the Lord of all the tantras.
How does one become qualified to give initiation? Sometimes we hear that the monks have finished the retreat and got a fire ticket, but is that all of it?
Wong Korea le ani yenten kari gores chidan cheju nyen ba ke ani a kaso chinse pene wong kaso wong kun digo sa de da ga chugo re
so de ni yo ma yo daman che ba na din ni che song zhe dong qing ge du jin zhen bu zu ze de ni xi din ni ge nang bu din ni ge de gong ge den din ni ge da ce den ye na de gong ge den din ni ge gu song yo din ni che song zhe dong qing ge du jin zhen bu zu la su ran de le si de ni
I have to seek the help of the. Rumshi says, if you look at the within the Lama Chöpa, the 10 qualities that are, that talk, the request to the, is we make our request to you, O foremost holders of the Vajra, you are skilled in explaining and composing, are endowed with both sets of 10 qualities, 10 inner and outer qualities, and a knowledge of Tantra and its rituals. You are honorable without pretense of guile, patient, broad-minded, with your three doors well subdued. These are the qualities of a Vajra master. The qualities for giving initiations.
When
we do the retreat and fire puja, we are most qualified to do self initiation. Good.
In the time in Vajrayana, when we keep our vows and pledge of purity, they say we can attain enlightenment within 16 lifetimes. Can Rinpoche please give a definition of what it is to keep the vows and pledge of purity that only qualifies to become enlightened within 16 lifetimes?
We won't because
Kelambe, Tamsida, Domba, then so. 수신도 숨어래지는 게와 추적 순절 상계 상계 토그레스 셔순야 쳐러스 콘스는 온 원고 원기 값스 켈람베 탐스 동바 레퍼 숨어데 컨데스 칼리토 셔워레서
원다 원디즈 킬론 다지 단드나 덤바지 지디 나라니 옛나지 가르스고
When we talk about keeping pure all the pleasures and the vows that we take during the empowerment. For example, in the case of the highest yoga tantra initiations, then you have the tantric vows referring to the 18 root downfalls, guarding oneself from the 18 root downfalls and the 8 gross infractions. And then you have, in relation to the 5 pledges to the 5 Dhyani Buddhas, then you have the 14 root and the 19 general pledges. Did I get the numbers right? Fourteen root vows of 5 Dhyani Buddhas, and the 19 general pledges, and the 19 general. So these comprise of the tantric vows, and then you have the bodhisattva vows to protect one's mind from the 18 root and the 46 secondary vows, and then you have the vows of individual liberation, your nuns and monks vows, your 5 lay precepts, whichever categories. So these are the foundations. So when it means when it says keeping one's pledges and vows pure, it is in relation to the these 3 sets of vows. One's vows of individual liberation, bodhisattva vows, and tantric vows. Keeping it purely means that if we have broken them or degenerated them, then rather than forgetting about it, then taking the initiative to purify them and to revive them, restore them.
The text quotes Naropa's commentary saying that disciples should enter only colored particle mandalas, mm-hmm. and painted cloth mandalas are not suitable, but Rinpoche just gave us the empowerment of painted cloth. So how does that qualify?
That tanda di na kinko gi choga di na rumche tanda tuzungi kinko mato mashichi gi tanda wondu gi chi tanda chabi cha ra narup narup ezebe di na liya ene tuzungi kinko mati reji kinko merun se cha ra on nan digma res this sumrachin en rumchi gi nganzu reji kinko na di na bra sakhalin
It's
according to the Abhyakara, the great Indian master Abhyakara's system, then he says within his explanations, it says that if you don't have the conditions to put together a sand mandala, you can bestow the initiation on the basis of a drawn mandala. So, you know, Rumchi says the system of giving empowerment, ecological empowerment on the basis of drawn mandala is permitted in accordance with Abhyakara's instruction. And this Indian master, Abhyakara, was someone who had the direct visionary experience of Vajrayogini all the time. So if you say, he didn't know what he was talking about, then you would have to say that, Vajrayogini didn't know because he was under the direct instructions of Vajrayogini. So basically it seems like if you don't have the conditions to give the empowerment on the basis of sand mandala, then you can also give it. According to the Abhyakara tradition, is that you can also give it on the drawn mandala.
There's
many Indian masters who say that Abhyakara permitting the use of the drawn mandala is not in accordance with the root tantra, the condensed tantra, and the commentaries to the Kalachakra. There's other Indian masters, there's quite a few who refute his assertion. Rumchi says, like the great Indian master Abhyakara received from Vajrayogini herself the entire cycle of the Dorje Tenwa Vajramala initiations, and later, Vajrayogini instructed him to put into writing this cycle of three teachings in relation to the Vajramala empowerments, the mandala rites and the fire puja rites, and when Vajrayogini instructed him to put it into writing, he questioned saying whether there would be any blessing doing this work. And then Vajrayogini stated saying, if you write, I will ensure that this will have great blessings. So his collection of these three cycles of the teachings of the Vajramala are in the Tengyur collection of the teachings of, you know, the commentary. The Tengyur is the collective works of all the commentaries of the great Indian masters, and it is in that collection. So we'll stop here for this evening. So she
Some boys should have done more.